To who?
I'm starting to get a better handle on it, yeah, but I can't say I have a good handle on law of school.
Well, just so you don't hang it back up.
Oh, yeah.
But I read everything Karen sends me.
Yeah.
You have no idea how happy that makes me.
Hi, Mike.
Okay.
How's that look? Is that tickles?
Mike, I thought you did a great job with that speech meeting the other day.
Well, thank you. I was pretty heavy there.
I didn't say anything, but I thought you did.
Well, you did, actually.
What?
And,
hi.
Yeah, we were kind of skirting the open meetings act thing. But, I mean, we didn't have four of us here, but there's some interpretations. So even if you have two, you know, and you're talking about city business, you know, it depends on whose interpretation is involved.
Oh, and if I'm sitting out there.
But I think we were, okay, but.
So two people here?
Well, it's warmer over here, closer to the heater.
Well,
you can't have four because that's a four. And, but there are some, you know, like Ryan Wilson, who used to teach our new council member training, took a, interpreted the guidance letter. This is guidance letter that the state uses from a state attorney who wrote it some years ago. Travelers Manuals, but it's really good. But it takes a pretty conservative view on the Open Meetings Act.
And that connected to
if you know, like if I had scheduled this with you guys. And there were even three of us there, and it was scheduled to come here. And then that letter would
Well, I don't think it means computers
you see
them
every
now
and then. Yeah. However, if we bump into somewhere,
when I was down south,
maybe it's not. You know, so
one day we were.
And then some of them. If you really, I would prefer to say if we don't have four of us, we're okay. But you know, there's some, you know, there's a lot of differences in how that's interpreted.
But there were three of us, weren't there?
Yeah, there were only three of us. So I think we were fine. But there are those who could argue that it
the bonanza went all the time when they went into town.
And also, somebody could also argue. I mean, it's in. The committee is not an official, I mean, the beach group is not an official city committee. You know, so when
that
it meets,
and then it's filled with just tourist shops.
Yeah.
But
and so
somebody could
we
say,
went
well, we're kind of using them like
there was a rock shop and it had
and
a bunch of, you know,
so,
a rock shop.
Like they
there's some things like that that from crystal.
You gotta be careful with that one.
That sounds pretty cool.
So I got a trilobite for now. I got a dinosaur tooth for chasing.
Nice.
But I'm glad
I gave him the time.
Thank you.
It was probably about that long, about that round of the face. Dinosaur tooth. Yeah. Compare that to your tooth. How big do you think that is?
That's great.
Just carrying around with it.
That's pretty.
Yeah, well, we just got, it's a tough, there's some tough issues. You know, we got to balance out, and we can do that when we have a chance to talk about it in a work session where we can really discuss things.
You're all bundled up.
Yeah, this is good.
Good.
That's coming up.
Yeah, on the 28th, we have
one
scheduled
for the beach
issue.
No,
it's
not.
But, man, going, like, in and out is hard.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I took the kids out skiing for like 45 minutes today, and halfway through, five of them were like, my toes are cold. Like, negative.
I know, I didn't even think about skiing, but I
don't
want to be too cold. Yeah. Minus 10 is the only one.
Wow. Yeah, my device said negative 6 this morning.
I
got
up. Yeah, I'm stronger at my.
I feel like I'm back in Anchorage. Crazy. Hard to remember the heat of summer.
Mm-hmm. Well, not that hard.
Come back. Good. How are you?
Mr. Mayor.
Hey, how's it going?
So it was a good meeting on Friday?
So
yeah, it was very useful for me.
You didn't run it from that?
I had asked to meet with Julie and maybe one or two others, you know, just to kind of
weird,
hang around the table, and we ended up with
the gremlins are just like out of
15 people showed up,
yeah.
Which and two council members, so it wasn't what I intended, but
yeah.
Still, I got some good input on them and good discussion.
Oh my gosh.
The big contentious thing is the barriers on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can carry to the council.
Oh, no.
It was in that email that I sent.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, Susan.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Susan. I'm okay. I'm kind of tired tonight.
Insulating value of snow.
Yeah. Well, it's minus 8 out.
Yeah, it's been all about that for a very long time.
You have it on your computer. Can you get it on your computer?
Oh. Well, we tried to leave.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm
tired.
The only other... Stay home and make sure the fire goes right.
Yeah, we've been on fire all day.
Yeah, we're
No, I'm just trying to find
that.
Well, go back. Your place staying warm enough?
Yeah.
Or what else now?
Do a little training on a real fast one.
Much better than last year.
Last year you didn't have a...
It wasn't insulated last year.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But we also didn't live there through the winter.
Got it.
I don't remember ever getting in the below zeros, the negative.
I think the coldest I've seen here is 15 below.
And price was averted.
And
I don't know.
Dang.
What was that?
Yeah, 6 below at our house and 10 below at the airport this morning. And right now it's 2 below.
I reset the box in the back, too. So.
Golly, golly. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, we used to just live in our original cabin, which was not as well insulated as the house is now, and it only had a wood cook stove.
Still doing an outhouse?
Late 70s. Oh, yeah. That's not too bad.
Mine's over at Amy's, man. That outhouse seat is pretty frickin' gold.
I hate that outhouse. I don't like sitting on on that styrofoam. It just feels moist all the time, and I have a real toilet seat in my outhouse. It's large.
There you go.
Yeah.
We have a heated toilet seat in New Hampshire.
There you go.
Inside?
Concept.
Oh, in the outhouse. Oh, I don't know how we did it. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
A heated toilet seat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Decades.
Are you going to have indoor bathroom in your house?
Put it in the house. If I ever put one in the house.
Yeah.
Ben there did that.
When you first arrived here. And the hot water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know how cold it is back in there?
That is on my bucket list.
I don't think our truck goes through.
Indeed, in our original 1x20 cabin, two stories, just with a Finley Oval cook stove, which is nice. That was Aladdin lamps with a
Yeah.
Have phone then either.
Oh golly.
So it was just, it was fun then, but
yeah.
I don't miss it now. I wouldn't want to do it now at my
right.
I don't mind the
yeah.
Hello.
I should prefer it. I don't have to clean an indoor bathroom.
Yeah, there's no pumping of the septic or anything like that. We have a provision where we can put one in the house.
Okay.
Okay, it's 7 o'clock. And I'd like to call the January 13th, 2020 regular meeting to order of the Gustavus City Council. Please, can I have a roll call, Madam Clerk?
Councilmember Owens?
Here.
Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Councilmember Warner?
Here.
Councilmember Vanderzanden?
Here.
Councilmember Clark?
Here.
Vice Mayor Cannamore?
Here.
Mayor Tappet?
Here.
Okay, there are 7 members present.
Next on the agenda is approval of minutes from our December 19th, 2019 general meeting.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve by unanimous consent the general meeting minutes from 12/9/19.
Second.
It's been moved by Member Clark, seconded by Vice Mayor Cannamore to approve by unanimous consent the meeting minutes from our general meeting of December 9th, 2019. They have the minutes have previously been distributed. They're also projected there on the on the screen. Does any members of the public wish to provide any comments or changes to the minutes? Seeing none. Do any council members have any changes or additions for the minutes? Seeing none. If there are no objections, we will pass approval of these minutes by unanimous consent. Everybody's nodding. Okay. Motion passes by unanimous consent. I have no requests for agenda changes and there are no suggestions to me and no suggestions made to me. And I have none to add as well. So is there any other council comment on that? Any other additions? If there's unanimous consent, I'll set the agenda. Everybody gives unanimous consent, so the agenda is set. First on the agenda is committee and staff reports, and we're going to start with the library. And we'll try to keep your comments to your presentation to 5 minutes.
Thank
you. And there'll be an opportunity for questions from the council at the end.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, Bree.
Sometimes we decide to come one at a time. So Jen is getting warm at home. But she continues to do an awesome job at bringing people in the library. So you can see the numbers are kind of huge. In October, especially, is her favorite month. So we had just for Halloween in, by itself, she had 5 different events, bringing in a ton of people. She brought an author in who came for 3 days and did 6 events, including I think she came to yoga and led that. I did not attend that. And then over winter break, I think it's kind of cool that she was looking out for people who don't travel. And so they did 9 events you can read all about. There's 111 people showed up for all those things. And our library is definitely heavily utilized lately, which is great. And we've had to turn down people, but we've got, you know, various boards coming in. We've got the robotics team, Battle of the Books, the girls and boys are doing On the Run stuff. And Kathy started her figure drawing group, which is kind of a neat thing we haven't done yet, where they have live models and you get to come and practice your skills. And then you can see our list of regular things. I'm sure of the evidence. Check this out. She's got a bunch of things coming up. Story time, movie night, holiday things coming up. All the regular things. We have been working on getting over to the middle and teenage kids that don't come over to the library, so we've been hauling books over that way and then bringing them back. And actually, any of the discarded books that we're taking out of the teen section, we're taking them right over there to the teachers, which is kind of awesome to revitalize themselves. We started our 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten program, which was an endowment grant, which is great. We had 4 people sign up already, with others that are interested that will probably show up in the summer. Get people in the library that way. Kids reading. We're spending our money. I'm applying for our money for next year, which will probably be close to $7,000 again, if not that. We're always worried about the roof, and Tom's been working on that, and he reports to you all, so I'm not going to worry about that, but spring is when we are going to ask for help again. And we're out looking for our new cleaning person again, because Sasha has left us, but she did a really good job. I'm not sure anyone can do as much as she did in the time that she spent with us, but so I think I've talked to a few applicants that are going to be applying for that. 3 hours a week. It was a super big help. We see 50 plus people a day, and a lot of them are kids. Still thinking about our bike shed. That's just the same information we had last time on the report. We'll probably talk about that in the next couple weeks. We'll talk about budget stuff again. Moving books around, hauled. I would like to actually get a report from Paul how many books I've hauled to the recycle bin. Trying to save the chest, but it's been like 1,000 pounds, I'm sure. It generates a ton of money selling books and DVDs, so she a ton compared to us. Not bringing in a lot of money, but $150. Brought in that one day. And then after the septic thing we had this summer, and Jake pulled up all the linoleum, we kind of had the exposed cement floor, so we're looking to see if there's a way we can finish that floor with a stain or just a protector, so the next, hopefully there's no next time, but we'd like to refinish that, and if anybody has any information, because the people I've asked have not known how to do it, otherwise we'll probably just buy some flooring and put it down. Jen is probably going to be attending a couple, well, at least one summer reading travel training. We're always looking for things to do. And then Karen and I are going to go down to the government social media thing in Seattle. And I'm not sure what to expect from that. So it seems like the big league. But we'll learn a lot, I think. And hopefully we'll be able to get the city out in the social media without disaster. Anyway, so that was the goal of that one. And we're going to meet next week with Tom and Phoebe about the budget. And that's always super fun. So, any questions?
Questions for three?
I got a quickie because I'm a newbie.
Yeah.
Have you experienced leaking from the roof?
Well, yeah, there's visible. So, the history on that is that I imagine when the library is built, they put the snow guard up where people walk, and there are those plastic things. I imagine they rip right off, so there's holes in the tin on one quarter of the whole roof. So we were going to replace that one quarter, and then the boys that were going to do it, they pulled it up, and they can, like, the rot was very apparent. And so we can see up in the attic, and it doesn't seem to be going through there. But then a couple months ago, Kate said, remember when it was leaking through the bathroom? And so I'm not sure exactly the extent of this. So that's why the roof contract is kind of, we're not quite sure how much it's going to cost, because who knows what they're going to find when they take off the whole thing.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
I had a question on the author that came. Yeah, remember how many people showed up to her...
Her things.
I know one of them that really kind of interested me was the self-publication.
Well, so on here it says 81 people. I can't, I wasn't there at the self-publication thing, but at least 10 people showed up. That kid for coming, they want to write their books. It was the cutest thing. Yeah. She was actually a big hit, and a lot of people who live around here or spent time in Juneau for the last 4 years know her also, because she's a long-time Juneau person, but she brought a lot of people, so it was worth bringing her out here for the small money that it took.
Yeah. Super. Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, next is our fire department.
So, this is my year in review, I guess, at the same time. So, this is my top little numbers there. We're down a few volunteers, mainly due to, like, Leslie retiring or people moving town. So, we haven't been losing volunteers for any other reason except for people moving, so, or retiring. So, nothing bad there. I had lots of hours volunteered. That's my best guess. Yeah, I do my best to keep track of that, so I'm sure that there's lots more volunteered within our department that I just didn't get written down as best as I could. So, but we were up 13 calls from last year, so we were a little bit busier from last year, so that was kind of interesting to see. This quarter wasn't my busiest quarter as far as runs go and all of that goes, but there was a lot of behind-the-scenes little things that go on, like cleaning up from the summertime and all that good stuff. So getting ready for the ball that's coming up this week. So all that good stuff, too, which is going to make me clean my building out really good. So flush out all that 30-year-old dust that's been in there. So that's been pretty good. See, we got some an ETT class coming up. If you haven't seen some flyers around, and I've got almost full at this time, so we're getting some pretty good interest on that, and that'll be a 40-hour beginning of the EMS program, which will be good to have. So I don't know if you guys caught the articles in the last 2 months' paper. They split it in two. This month it's got all of the good the five types of common house fires within the United States. And how they've started, and a few different ways on how they can be prevented. So there's lots of good knowledge and information in this month's paper that I put. I took some time, and it was so big that they had to put in the 2 month paper. So probably the longest thing I've written since high school. So, but anyways, it was fun to do. So please look at it, learn some stuff from it. There's lots of good stuff. One thing that's on here is the Code Blue grant that got taken away from the state. As of right now, it's in the state budget again. It's in his preliminary rollout of his budget, so our fingers are crossed. I'm going to fill out the paperwork for that. The organization is supposed to send it over to me to refill out the paperwork for some of my capital improvement projects. One of my big capital improvement projects that I need to do is someday as quickly as possible, but maybe if we get some money, that'll be good, too, out of this grant. Yeah. We did have $15,000 coming from the grant last year before it got mixed out of the budget, so it should be pretty easy to get it again. Other than that, I just really want to, you know, I got 24 volunteers at this time, but there's, like, a small handful of them that do a ton for me, and, like, Cassie, Jeff Jarvis does a ton for me. Johan and Christiane do a lot for me. Betsy does a lot. Leslie did a lot before she retired. But I gotta, if you ever see any of my volunteers around the streets, please thank them. They do a lot. They respond to all these calls for free in the middle of the night. They do the same exact job that I'm doing. But out of the kindness of their heart. I mean, I do out of the kindness of my heart, too. You guys just happen to have me here to lead the troops and do all that stuff. So if you guys see them, please thank them. They deserve, when you guys thank me, you guys really should be thanking them, too. So please thank them. Mike does a lot, too, so don't forget about Mike. But yeah, that's all I have. Also, unless you guys can.
You had any fire calls during this cold spell?
Not during this cold spell. No, we haven't rolled on anything yet, so fingers are crossed.
Just want to thank you for the articles. I read the first one, and I thought it was really informative and helpful.
I also thank you for the articles.
No problem.
So, I had a question on the wildland firefighting course. You guys do the PAC test too?
No, we don't. We're not. The state, that's only to be hired by the federal system.
Oh, okay.
That is only where that's required. It opens us up to a lot of random stuff if we want to go that route. Not if we're bad or anything,
right.
But we do the same test, the same class. We just don't do the
You just don't do the PAC test.
But they come and teach the same class.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And thanks for mentioning the fireman's ball. Just for everybody, what time?
It's the doors open at 5, and food will start around 5:30. There's a lot going on that I can't tell you everything that's going on. There's lots of prizes and auction items, good stuff. Lots of businesses, local businesses have donated a lot. All the proceeds are going to hospice, all outside of what we have to put in, our organization's putting into it. Every penny is going to the hospice organization. So it's, I think it's, they're going to get a lot of money that will go to a good cause. And then at 8 o'clock, there'll be music that's like open to the whole entire public for a few hours because we have a DJ coming into town that plays music that's really good at making people dance.
We don't have Phoebe here, but we still have to all initial tonight, so make sure and don't leave before we do that. If you have any questions, I'm sure Tom can handle them, but any questions on the financials?
This is a dumb question. On the profit and loss budget versus actual, now under the, it says July through December 19th, is the budget also for that period or is it for the year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Budget is for the year.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. As is the percentage of budget?
Correct.
Thank you.
Oh, I did want to, I was talking to Phoebe the other day, and remember that $100,000 we put into our $100,000 or whatever we put into our AMLETS fund. I guess she was saying we made $1,000 in interest off of it versus 2 cents we would have made if we kept in our checking account. That was pretty cool. I can't remember.
I think it was $67 we made in the checking
account. Okay, right. Yes. Well, that's a big difference. Okay. If there's no other question on treasury, treasurers. Oh, go ahead.
This is just something I'm throwing out there to the council. This stuff is kind of great to me. I've been wanting to meet with Phoebe when she has a chance, and I thought if there's anybody else on the council that has the same problem.
I made the same suggestion.
Okay. Well, you can give me a call and I'll arrange something with Phoebe. Take up an hour of her time sometime.
We should make that available to all the council members.
So we're scheduling individual council member meetings with the draft budget. I think I have it set up for the week of the 28th. So if you're interested in coming in one-on-one or three-on-one or whatever for the upcoming budget drafts, that might be a good time to consolidate. She's here all day on Thursdays and afternoons, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
This Thursday she will be coming in on the ferry, so she'll be here the latter.
No, this week. We're not ready for the budget discussions. We're talking with departments. This week and next week, and then the following week, we'll be ready for one-on-one with council members.
Okay.
financials? Okay. All right, Tom, you're up.
If you decide to do that, I don't know what I'm coming to.
Okay.
Good evening. If you haven't heard, we had a casualty from the cold temperatures this morning. We busted a pipe under the building. Came in this morning, odd odor, a weird noise coming from what I thought was the copier. Unplugged everything, but the noise kept going.
Yeah.
Travis comes in and goes, "You smell that?" Yeah, we haven't been able to figure out what it was. Thought maybe some food was left out. I guess it smells like iron. So, you know, he took his bloodhound nose over that way and wanted to check out the water heater, and he went under there and said, "Oh, found the problem." We had a busted hose which was making the noise that we thought the copier was. So if you could just imagine, you unplug everything and it's still making noise, you're wondering, you got gremlins. So if you'll notice when you go into the kitchen, the hatch is a little bit ajar, so please watch your steps so you don't stub your toe or get hurt there. Mark Berry came in, did his thing. We're good as far as the leak goes until the temperatures warm up, and then we can fix the broken hose. Update on our facility.
Isn't it exciting?
Yeah. We were lucky. It really didn't do a lot of water damage under there. We were able to get the boxes out. A little bit of water on the bottom. It looks like everything's going to be fine there. Okay, so I didn't hear any feedback from the council posing the 28th as the beach work session. So we're going to post that and make it so, unless I hear otherwise. All right. First Star is the road committee. You also received a copy of the roads advisory committee draft and the charges. The mayor had an idea of how to work through this this draft. Mayor, did you want to discuss that?
Well, I thought maybe we might want to, I don't know if we want to do the whole council, but maybe a subset of us to maybe go through this charge and solicitation. I was thinking about, you know, we might want to have... might want to talk about operations of the committee of like how the committee would obtain information from staff and that sort of thing, more of like maybe the nuts and bolts of how that would all work, and try to get something together for that, you know, that we can get out and sent out and solicit, and then at that point then the advisory committee could get together, and then they could start working on, you know, on what we need them to do. But if we're okay with that, I was proposing maybe that would be something folks might be interested in working with me and a couple other people on, or looking for some volunteers maybe. I see Mike and I don't know.
Can I suggest, I think we really need a resolution that we would do at the same time that reestablishes the committee, because I think our charge is going to be for them, for the committee, is going to be quite different from what it was in the past. And it would be good to have and we could fairly easily and quickly draw up a resolution that established how many people are on the committee, what the charge is, what the expectations are for them, and how they work staff and so forth. So that would be something I'd be pleased to work with you on.
Okay.
The two.
Is any other
council member interested? I'll do it. Okie dokie. Thank you very much. I'll work with everybody in try to get a date set up, see what materials or anything I can get for you.
Okay, sounds good.
Get that
one. Okay, good.
Terrific, thank you. We have the capital improvement projects plan coming up for January 16th. The doing business in Gustavus we have for February 5th at 5:30. The Marine Facilities Advisory Committee. We've read the update. We discussed this a little bit at the work session. The mayor has some changes that he would like to discuss with the council to the Marine Facilities Advisory Committee.
So a couple of things. First of all, I'm going to put put a motion out here when I get done, but I'd like to replace myself with Joe Vander Zanden on that Marine Facilities Advisory Committee. Joe has agreed to step up and take my place there. I just felt like I was trying to do too many things all at once, and I really thank Joe for stepping up and replacing me on that. It's a great help. And also, we didn't want this committee to be so staff heavy, so we're going to, I think we'll still keep Ben on for when he's on board and working, but remove Tom from the committee as well. So I'll have a motion that I'll talk about on that here in a second. But one of the other things I just wanted you all to be aware of is that the Marine Facilities Advisory Committee did bring to us a rewrite of Title VIII. It's on our agenda for introduction later on here. Part of it also that the Marine Facilities Committee was working on was a proposal for user fees and basically the costs of the strawberry stickers. I think most people are aware, because of the new dock we're getting and having to move the steel float back and forth, the costs of moving floats and all that stuff is going to go up $8,000 to $10,000 a year. And I was, I know we were interested in trying to recover some of those costs. There was not a recommendation from the Marine Facilities Advisory Committee to increase the cost of the strawberry stickers, either for private vessels or commercial vessels, charter vessels, whatever. But that should, even though there isn't a recommendation from the Marine Facilities Advisory Committee, I still think that the council has to think about those fees, especially with the challenging budget we're going to have next year. I think we all know it's going to cost us more to move these things, and we're getting less money from the state, from our municipal sharing, and we're just getting less money in, and costs go up, and somehow we need to cover it, and I'm not really thrilled about going into savings for that kind of stuff. So anyway, those are things we got to think about coming up. I just want you guys to know that there was a proposal to raise the stickers, the strawberry sticker fees. The motion failed on a tie vote. So anyway, even though we don't have a recommendation, I think we still have to think about what we're going to do to finance the increased costs for operating our harbors. Anyway, with that, I am going to move that we replace myself, Calvin Caspit, with Council Member J. Joe Van Der Zanden and remove Tom Williams from the Marine Facility Advisory Committee. Okay. It's been moved by myself, seconded by Shelley, replace me with Joe and to remove Tom. Is there any discussion? Discussion on that motion? Go ahead. Do you have public comment on that?
Yes. I would just like to suggest that maybe the council as a whole in the work session talk about the structure of committees as a whole. Have a general discussion about who should be on committees, how their mandates should be described, should it be through resolution, update what you have in ordinance on committees. That way, instead of acting ad hoc independently, every time you have something come up with another committee, you have more of a system on how you want to interact with committees, how you want to engage with committees.
Okay. Any other public comment? Council comment? Discussion?
If we had problems in the past with assigning people to committees, how has the past problem, has it worked well up to now, is what I'm saying.
The motion is whether or not we're going to replace.
Go ahead.
So we can have a discussion about committees here as soon as we're done with this vote, if you don't mind, if we can just. So if there's, go ahead.
I just say I support your motion. I think that's it's good to give you some relief on this, and I think the more that we have our committees serve as sort of outside advisory groups for us that are that have some independence, and we make sure we're not driving it too much by the council member or central staff, the better off we are. We had issues in the past when we had council liaisons or council members on committees, and it wasn't always successful. They don't always mean to dominate the situation, but they just carry a lot more weight on the committee, and sometimes it suppresses the input that we get and the value we get from the public. So I think this sounds like a good move to balance that a little bit better, and I expect to get great advice out of this group. It's a good group.
Okay. Any other comment? Okay, question, please.
Vice Mayor Cannamore.
Yes.
Councilmember Clark.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Der Zanden.
Yes.
Councilmember Owens.
Yes.
Councilmember Warner.
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor.
Yes.
Mayor Kasiker.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 7-0.
The last item I have is the Marine Transportation Advisory Board, MTAB, will be having a teleconference on Wednesday. Starts at 9:30. They're going to go over the Normal Lights study they did. And then AML will be having a follow-up teleconference on Friday. I think everybody received the email on that. There's anyone in the public that wants to attend the MTAB meeting on Wednesday, if you let Karen know, we can make sure that everything is up and running. It's an all-day affair. What we'll probably do is call it in and then keep an ear open if we can catch the important elements of the agenda. If we learn that there's something real interesting later in the day, we can shoot out a text or a email out. So anybody who's interested in attending that particular block will be able to get here in enough time. But we don't know what the agenda looks like. We kind of
kind of have an idea of how they said they were going to discuss it. But as soon as we hear something in the morning, I'll listen for the first half hour or so to see if we're going to get that information and get that out to everybody. But if anyone in the public's interested, if they could let Karen know so we make sure we have everything up and running and seats and all that kind of thing in place. That's my report. Are there any questions?
That beach meeting coming up, says discuss any changes to the CRMA. Will it be at that meeting when we make recommendations for amendments, or is there some long, drawn-out process still ahead?
So the reason we're having that meeting is that we, at the work session, discussed some of the concerns that folks had about the existing implementation of the CRMA and whether or not there were going to be changes to the way the CRMA is currently written. Are we going to allow parking to the Willows? Are we going to, on the west side, are we going to enforce the CRMA as written? I understand some of the beach folks met on Friday. Councilmember Taylor sent out an email, had some comments that I think are going to be part of that meeting. So to answer your question, I think it's yes to all that stuff. As we'll talk about the existing CRMA, how you want to move forward with any amendments, any improvements. Did I get it all, Mike?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it would prepare us for maybe making some final decisions that we would actually vote on next month at our general meeting. So we'd have a chance to talk about what some of this means and informally in the work session and be prepared, have an idea of what action we want to put on the agenda for the next month.
And one other quick question. About one meeting ago, you mentioned that there was $60,000 that had already been spent on the beach project. And I couldn't figure out where all that might have gone. Did that go to the restrooms out there?
So if I said spent, I meant it was identified for expenditures, like hardening the paths. We've spent, I think, $37,000, something like that. We had approved a budget for $53,000 and some change. It went up to $60,000 after we had the discussion about getting the cedar barriers that would perhaps line on the west end the path and doing path hardening. So the $60,000 represented what was already approved and a guesstimation of what the additional improvements would cost. I got the information about the wood, the barriers and stuff from Huna, and so that was a pretty good figure, but the hardening was, there were so many variables. Were we going to use wood, rock, soil? So it was a number to represent what we had talked about spending. But we've only spent 37 and change to this point.
The on the capital projects list, there's Gustavus Beach Improvements parking area, the $40,000 requested. Is that separate from the $60,000 that was approved? Is that a separate?
Yeah, so I'm not sure which. Is that the draft CIP that I sent out a couple weeks ago?
It was part of a packet.
It's the capital improvement spreadsheet. That's part of the budget.
Yeah. That was most likely the parking plan phase two for the beach improvement. So, no, it was not.
Okay. Do you want me to bring it up here? Or?
Unless there's more to talk about.
one is referring to.
Yeah. So that's last year's. We haven't actually done one for this year yet. But you should have received a draft packet on the CIP with the scoping and the projects.
The pavilion that was mentioned last week, is that something that's already been bid on or a suggestion?
What it was a quote I got from Una.
I see. Okay, but it's not a done deal at this point.
Not at all. And that was just for the kit.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, next is public comment on non-agenda items. Is there any comment on non-agenda items? Okay. Next is the consent agenda, and on it we have a certificate of records destruction.
Okay, let's see. I don't have the page I'm looking at. So, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that we approve the certificate of records destruction.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to adopt the consent agenda for the certificate of records destruction. Do any members of the public do members of the public wish to have this removed from the consent agenda so that we fully discuss this?
Justin, I just have a comment. I hope this is the appropriate time, and I just opened this. But I would, being in the septic system business, I would urge you not to destroy the septic system permit. I might be reading this wrong, but the reason for that is, if I am correct in assuming that is the intention, is that DEC does a terrible job of keeping those things in order, so you really need to keep that. Thank you. I hope that didn't make you much
better.
Does that mean we need to take it off and
amend
it?
We need to remove that from the consent agenda if we're going to remove that item from that list. So it is removed from the consent agenda. I will now entertain any motions for amendment to this form.
Mr. Mayor?
I think we have to move it to a new business and then treat it as an item of new business. So it would be item B, I guess. Excuse me for interrupting.
That's right.
Clerk.
Let's move it to, actually we'll move it to, yeah.
So you're still working on.
We shall move that down to 10B.
In order. So you're still working on.
Yeah,
the
well, we're going to skip ahead and then go back. you got that, Karen?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Okay, that moves to B 10B. We're down to new business, 10A, introduction of FY20-12, Title 8, providing for revisions to the city ordinance Title 8. We'll schedule this for public hearing for our regular meeting on February 10th, 2020.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the introduction of FY20-12, Title 8, providing the revisions to the ordinance Title 8.
Okay. Moved by Vice Mayor Cannamore, seconded by Member VanderZanden, to introduce FY20-12, Title 8, providing for the revisions to City Ordinances Title 8. Let's see. Basically, what this was, this here is being provided to us by the Marine Facilities Advisory Committee. They work with staff and in their committee to come up with these revisions to Title VIII. It basically codifies what was going to be our facilities use agreement into Title VIII. They spent three meetings at this working this up. So I think they've done a pretty good job, very good job. So that's kind of what's before us. At this point, I'd like to invite any public comment on this. Go ahead.
I think it's really important before the council brings something like ordinance to a general meeting, that is, before you introduce it, that you have fully discussed it in a work session and that you fully understand it, because the council is the legislative body of our local government. So it's important that you understand it in context. How does this fit into the rest of Title VIII? It's important that the wording be correct. It's important that you're familiar with the writing and wording of ordinance. You want to make sure it has been reviewed after the council moves over it. You want to make sure that that form that you're kind of settled on informally in work sessions is reviewed by an attorney, if there's any, especially if there's anything in it involving fines, because this can be a legal matter for the city. So this is extremely important. And one thing that served the council really well in the past years, the 14 years that I've been sort of involved with the council, is making sure that everything that comes onto a general meeting agenda has been discussed in the council. There are no surprises. You yourself, as a council member, understand what's going on, and you've had opportunity to express yourself before a general meeting. So what you bring to the general meeting is in a very good format now for presentation to the public. So I hope that you feel that you have done that. And if you haven't, it doesn't hurt to take it back to committee, take it back to the council, and discuss it again.
I want to make sure I understood the motion. Are we just setting this up for discussion at a later
meeting? It's being introduced for our 30-day public comment, and we will take action on it, approving it at our next general meeting.
Any changes, then, we would introduce them?
It would be open for amendment at that time if there were changes, right, if folks wanted. Go ahead.
So it was on the work session, the regular work session last week, that we
introduced, but we didn't discuss it. Excuse me.
Well, that was the time that...
That was the time to discuss it. If you had concerns about this, that was the time to discuss it. That's why we brought it up.
And that's why it's on the agenda tonight, because it was discussed at the work session. Well, it was an agenda item on the work session, and that was the time. There was not much discussion, but it was said that you guys wanted it on the agenda for introduction. And so if it's amended at the public hearing, there can be changes made now, but if they're significant enough to change the meaning of the document, then we would need to reintroduce it. And those amendments can be made at the public hearing, and then it would have to be reintroduced in either a special meeting or wait until the next general meeting. So then that would bring it into March, just so you know. But the draft was submitted by the advisory council, and that was in the packet for the work session last week.
I think that this is a parliamentary question, coming from AML, and I'm not so sure that I understand it. But I believe that a motion to delay, another motion can be made in the middle of the motion. Okay, which is I would like
to postpone to a certain time or postpone.
I would like to postpone the introduction of. Do you want me to write it now?
No.
Point of order, we're in public comment, and I think we're at the stage where we're supposed to be asking if there are any questions of the comment.
That is correct.
And then when public comment is closed, I believe we would come back to
the
council, and
that
might be
time.
The time for any motion of that time.
We're not even done with public comment yet, so.
Okay.
But if there are any questions for Karen, maybe.
I'm sorry, we got off track. I thought that was a question for Karen when I entertained it. Any questions for Karen? I'm sorry. Okay. Any other public comment on this? Unseen. Now it is to the table for debate, and now would be appropriate for any amendment.
Okay. Yes. I want to make sure that I know when the
February 10th.
I would like to postpone introduction of the Title VIII revisions until the general meeting on February 10th.
I'll second that.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded to postpone publication of Title VIII until our next business meeting on February 10th, 2020. General meeting. Any public comment on that?
I don't think we have public comment on the comment period is closed, is it not?
On an amendment, I thought I was supposed to provide public comment.
I don't know, Madam Clerk maybe can, but generally you have public, excuse me.
I could look that up, Mike, just to confirm. So, because I'm not actually sure the answer to that question, so I'm going to look it up, okay?
Sure.
This will be going straight from here to a general meeting.
Well, we'd
have
an opportunity for a work session before then.
Okay. Has any debate on the date?
then that can be debated. That was your question, right?
The question is whether or not I can take
public comment. No.
I don't.
It just goes straight to
debate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for the clarification.
Okay, straight to debate. Go ahead.
I would support a motion to delay because I'm very uncomfortable introducing something that's still in draft form, and I think it would be very useful to have one more work session because what's in the packet is still in draft form, and I confess that I'm having trouble reading it because of some of the layout stuff. Things are underlined, things are extracted, and I'm not entirely certain of this, so I would welcome an opportunity to take it through one more work session on February 3rd or 10th is the general meeting, 3rd or whatever it is. So I would support that motion.
Mr. Mayor, I too would support the motion, but I wanted to comment on the format. Actually, the format that the clerk has presented this to us is the format that we use when we are altering, when we have a change to an ordinance. And I believe she's done it correctly. It's lined out if there's a deletion, and then there's underlined if it's an addition. I wouldn't want to take away from the good work done by the staff and the committee on this, but I note that when I was around when Title VIII was done, it took over a year. Sandy Marchbanks was the primary author of it, and she did a lot of work gathering all the information for it. The council did multiple sessions on to understand it. It's pretty complicated. They had a number of work sessions on it before they finally published it and adopted it. I think that we have the opportunity to understand it a lot better. I've gone over it pretty carefully, but I have still a lot of questions, and it would be much more efficient to do this in a work session. And I think we can make some improvements to it in doing that. There might be some things that I might want to add, some opportunities that we have to work into the same thing. So I think postponing it and having a work session first and then dealing with it next month would be expeditious. There's no real rush to do this since we're not changing the fees at the time. And I think we'll be able to move forward with the kind of guidance that we want to give to our charter operators, particularly in time for them to begin their season. So support the postponement.
So the discussion for these changes has been over the last several months, started with the facility use agreement. And as explained, for the purpose of the facility use agreement, we wanted to be able to identify corrective measures for behavioral issues we had down at the City Floats primarily. The facility use agreement, as it was presented, did go through the city attorney to make sure that it was correct in terms of the legalities. The Marine Facilities Committee thought it would be better to move those elements into Title VIII, and they diligently worked through two work sessions to place them into Title VIII. The edits that you received at the work session showed those in marked changes so that there was a better readable version of what the changes look like. The urgency part of it comes with the timing. It's the beginning of the year. People are looking for their new permits. The registration form in the signature block has reference to Title VIII, and it, by signature, provides for acknowledgement of the necessity to look into Title VIII for compliance. Basically taking the contract format of the facility use agreement into our existing code of ordinances. So the only urgency is the timing. We've been holding off on issuing the strawberries until we went through tonight, so that we had continuity with any strawberries issued, so that we didn't have some issued in January under one format and others in March or April in another format. If there are concerns about the substance, certainly we want to talk those through. As far as the timing, if we postpone that, is the council suggesting then that we postpone issuing the strawberries, or is the council suggesting we go ahead and issue the strawberries and then make any changes retroactive?
By me. Thank you. I would say we go ahead and issue our strawberries, which are mostly going to be for private boaters anyway, I think. They're, although there could be some commercial ones that would be applying already. But the fees aren't going to, with the fees we already set with a resolution last fall. So I think we can proceed. My suggestion is to proceed with under our existing system for issuing that while we continue to make changes to Title VIII. With regard to the to moving some of the language from the proposed facility use agreement, which was contractual, into an ordinance, one issue I had with some of that was I think the language as it now appears in the ordinance is contractual in its nature and is not ordinance in nature. And that's something we could discuss a lot more when we have a work session. And frankly, I have concerns about whether that's the right thing to do. But I don't think that's the thing that we can work through in a general meeting. And I've talked more than enough, so thank you.
Have we decided not to raise the fees? I thought we just had a recommendation from the Marine Facilities on a split vote not to do it.
So we need to keep the comments germane to the motion on the table.
Okay.
So you're talking about the fee structure, which is not Title 20, Title 8.
Well, I'm trying to respond to the request about issuing strawberries. Have we made the definitive decision to not raise the fees?
We haven't. No. I mean...
So we can't issue the strawberries with the vessel registration form until we make that final decision about what the fees are, right? I'm just trying to understand.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Maybe I'm not understanding something, but yeah.
No, that's where I'm at.
So that would be in response to something.
That's my question. Just for clarification, I wasn't sure how I wanted to see us proceed. We have a motion.
There's a motion on the table. Let's just deal with that motion, unless there's any more discussion. So the motion is to postpone discussion of the Title VIII rewrite until the next meeting. Or words to that effect.
Are you calling it? Okay.
Yeah, we're calling that.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Councilmember Vander Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember Werner?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Mayor Caskett?
No.
Okay, motion passes.
So the introduction will be postponed until...
Okay. And B, can we switch back to the certificates of records destruction?
Mr. Mayor,
mm-hmm.
I would propose that we the right words. I would move to adopt the Certificate of Records Destruction.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adopt the Certificate of Records Destruction. Is there any other discussions or amendments?
Should that include, with the exception of the...
That's the next step that I'm sure Susan is going to do right now. Susan?
I move that we remove the septic system document from the Certificate of Records Destruction.
I need these in writing.
Sorry?
Writing, please.
I cannot see, I'm sorry, so I'm not here. But I assume that you all know all these documents and you're really sure you're not going to need them ever again. Because destruction means destruction, right? You can't bring them back once you destroy them.
They get shredded, don't they?
There's some shred and some recycle.
Just be sure. You can't really be sure.
And some are deleted, so I imagine those are electronic.
Under the care of Joe Blow in Hong Kong. That doesn't work.
Joe Blow in Hong Kong.
Okay. So, it's been amended. We have an amendment, and it was
a motion.
And it was seconded by Joe Van Der Zanden to remove from the Certificate of Records of Destruction the items on the Glacier Volunteer Fire Department, Gustavus Fire Department, septic system permits, consisting of two files. Any questions on any discussion on the amendment? Okay, question.
Councilmember Van Der Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Taylor?
Yes.
Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember Warner?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Cassapit? I mean, Mayor Cassapit?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Cannonmore?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes 7-0.
Now we have an amended Certificate of Records of Destruction with the septic system files removed from destruction. We have a main motion to accept the Certificate of Records Destruction. Okay. Question.
Okay, Mayor Cassapit.
Yes.
Cannonmore.
Yes.
Councilmember Warner.
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember Van Der Zanden? Yes. Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
And
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Motion passes
7-0. Nice catch.
Okay, now we're on to City Council reports. This is for council members wishing to make reports on any special projects. For instance, marine facilities, roads, internet, or whatever, or those kind of things. So now's the time. Any other help? Okay.
I had another quick update on the inner tie. I talked to.
For just a minute on the beach thing, I agreed at the last.
That's the next one.
Do you want that under that?
No, yeah. I mean, like, you're the road liaison, so that would be like something.
Okay. That's fine.
And I've already talked about marine facilities already, so I think we're ready to go on a council questions and comments. And now I'm going to recognize Joe for his comment on inner time.
Darren in Skagway, and it's settling out pretty clearly that AP&T wants nothing to do with the power plant at the park. They don't want any responsibility for running that, so they plan to provide everything from down here. They have plans for putting in probably a 600 kW generator in a box outside to add to the plant, and they will be doing fiber all the way through from plant to plant, but the $7.5 million from the government is paying for all that. He's hoping for some local labor to go into it, contractors here, but it has to go through someone like Chatham Electric in Juneau because they have the license, and they're hoping for it to start this summer. So, and he also says that he's told me this before. He's pretty confident that our rates will go down by 11 cents once this is completed. But we'll be making all the power down here except for emergencies, and then the park will have to be able to start theirs up when they need it.
Can I ask you a question on this?
Go ahead.
The city owns the facility down there. We have, has the city looked into how that affects, we own the rest of the facility, the emergency generators, and we lease that to them. Does this affect anything with regard to our lease? Perhaps if it's just a portable unit and it, you know, and they latch into the system, it's okay. They still own it, we don't. Do we need to have some kind of a review on that with regard to the lease?
I guess you'd have to ask them that. I don't know who's going to own it. They're going to buy it. Be on leased land.
It might be worth asking our attorney if that has, if there are any provisions we need to make in the lease to acknowledge that that it is on the property and wired into this to our system, because it, otherwise we have a mixed system down there that we own most of, they will own a little piece of. And does it matter? I don't know.
I can respond to that. So if you remember back when we had the summit, I want to hit 2 points. The park said one of the deal breakers was not putting that plan of theirs to a third party. And that when we met with everybody, when we left that summit, we agreed on all the principal points. That being that a third party would take over the park's diesel generation plant, that they would be first to come online if we had to use diesel, not downtown. I passed along the comments both made by Council Member Warner and yourself to Superintendent Hoogie, which got a response from the Regional Ranger. I shared that with everybody, that everything was as discussed at the summit. So this new information does not coincide with, I think you called him the banker, for there, and Superintendent Hoogie. So if we have concerns that this is the direction AP&T is going, it would be advisable, likely, to bring the parties together and get this information that's floating out there amongst the decision makers. In terms of our equipment and land that AP&T currently leases, we heard that there was the possibility that AP&T wanted to replace a generator or add a generator. So we had an outside attorney who was helping us with the Intertie project, as well as the city attorney, look at that lease. If I recall correctly, they said that the lease and the equipment was still in the control of the council, that any changes to the equipment or the lease would go through the council. So to answer your question, which was a question we had at the time, they couldn't make any changes without the council's approval and maybe a change to the lease. So it sounds like we should really encourage another summit or another meeting to get the people who make the decisions back together to talk over the information that we've heard. I hope that's helpful.
Yeah.
I guess there's a question. Do you want me to ask the superintendent if he's interested, and if so, to contact AP&T to see if they're interested?
I think we should let them fight it out, because we have no one to send out there to operate their plant. The guys who do the work here will never be linemen, because they will never be able to work for 4 years under a lineman. If AP&T has to hire somebody else just to deal with their plant, there goes our increase in rates. But according to Darren, they're doing the best thing they can for us. He says they're not making anything off of this deal. So I haven't talked to Hoogie. I don't really want to get in the middle of all that.
Well, in our recent survey, having the Intertie be good for Gustavus was like highest importance to almost 50% of the people who responded to the survey.
Right.
This is really, really important that we get it right. And it sounds like there's just this drift going on amongst the parties about what that actually means. Having AP&T just tack on a 600-kilowatt generator onto our existing facility is not going to resolve what the bottom lines were of two of the three parties. So the noise factor, the exhaust factor, having our generator come on first rather than last, I mean, that's not what the deal was that was being discussed. So if AP&T wants to change the deal, let's get everybody at the table and talk deal, you know, and see if we can figure out a way to have that happen. But I really would support having some kind of getting the parties back together.
Would you like me to add this to a work session agenda item for more discussion?
It sounds like it.
Okay.
Great.
With regard to the beach, I sent you all an email. I asked for you'll recall that at our last, I guess at the work session, I agreed to put my suggestions for for possible alterations to the CRMA for the beach into a proper written form and discuss them with representative of the beach group. And so I called Julie and asked to meet with her, and if there was one or two others, was happy to do that. And we set up a meeting here in City Hall for 10 o'clock Friday morning. Turned out a number of the other beach advocates got word of that and showed up too. And of course, it's a, you know, it's City Hall was open with this thing going on, so that was fine. I just had to alter kind of how I was going to go about it. But at any rate, it was I thought it was very helpful to me. I did make some changes based on their comments to what I sent on to you, and I would hope, but I made it very clear that we weren't making any decisions in that meeting. Those are decisions that the council has to make. Council may choose not to do any of them. But I wanted to have their input to what I was bringing to you, and I hope it can serve as a useful document to work through to make some final decisions so we can move forward on the beach stuff on the 28th. So I encourage you to read that. If you read my email, you get a brief introduction to some of the key points, and then you'll probably find them all in the document as you go through. So that's the thing on the beach. With regard to our postponement earlier tonight, I wanted to say that I appreciate very much the work that, again, that the mayor, the city, our city administrator, and the committee has done so far on this item. And I know how frustrating it is when you're trying to get something done and move it forward, and you think you've got it, and then other people aren't there yet. I wasn't there yet. I just want to tell the mayor especially I appreciate how he must feel about that, and I don't want to detract from the value of the work that he and the others have done, and I just personally needed some more time on it.
Okay. Any other comments?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to request that we add to that next work session as well, taking a look again at Title I and what our proper procedure is for writing ordinance. Karen Taylor sent around some really interesting and useful looking documentation today about that procedure and that process. And I'm not a complete newbie, but still I would really value an opportunity to look at formalizing our process, because we're working on trying to get Title VIII finished off. Next up is Title IV, and I'd really appreciate feeling like I got my feet underneath me in terms of what the proper procedure is supposed to be. So I'd like to ask that we add Title I to our next work session agenda.
The procedure is however we want to do it. I mean, I read her note, and she said, you know, we did have a work session beforehand. That's what we did last week. We had a draft from the committee. It came to us for the work session. I thought at the work sessions, if we have things that we want to talk about on that piece of paper, we talk about it then and work on it. If we had changes, we wanted to get them back to the committee so that they could incorporate them and vote on it and bring it back to us for something that we could work with here and publish. And I thought we did it. That's fine.
I would just be more comfortable voting on a final product, not a draft. So that's the point that I'm trying to get to. So anyway, if we could have some discussion on the next work session meeting, that would be great.
So with that, by the next work session, excuse me, do you mean
February 3rd?
February 3rd is the main one for next month. Okay.
Any other comments?
Same issue, new issue. I was wondering what the status of resolution CY20-01 is. Are we voting on that tonight? It's the fee. It's the second fee schedule.
That's gone.
I don't see it on the.
We're not talking about that because the committee didn't come up with a recommendation for us.
Okay.
I mean, if we want to revisit fee schedules, we can, but it's got to be have to talk about it maybe at the next work session. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to raise? I mean, that's something for you guys to think about, I guess. That's my assignment for you guys. You think about that over the next month. And when we come to the next work session, we have an idea on whether or not we want to raise those sticker fees.
I'm with you.
And if we did, that would be established at the next business meeting.
We would have to, it'd have to go through a resolution, just like Shelley had there.
So for Karen's sake, if somebody wants to buy a sticker in February, can we just say they'll be ready in March, and if they want to launch their boat in February, go for it?
I don't know.
Waiting for direction on that.
I think we have a fee schedule that already has them as 50 and 300. So if somebody comes in and wants their sticker for $50, we got to sell it to them for $50. That's the way I feel about it. And if they're going to wait till March after we raise, but, you know, maybe we'll get a run on people buying stickers. I don't know.
Last comment, I'd like to thank you, Mr. Mayor, for being go-get-em on the ferry and volunteering to go to the fly-in the first couple of days of the legislature. We'll talk some more about survey results on Wednesday at the strategic planning meeting, but the number one most urgent and important item for everybody in town was the ferry. So thank you for putting some time into trying to see.
Well, I encourage people to come to that MTAB meeting that's going to be going on and listen into that if you get the chance, or even kiss the ground. I mean, we'll be here for that. And then on Friday, I encourage folks, if you want to be in, come in listening too with AML and our response with AML.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be, on Friday, we'll be discussing how we're going to split up the work to hit everybody up on the hill next, the week after.
You're going to come in, notify Karen so that we're compliant with OMA.
Right, yeah.
I am for sure going to want to attend both of them.
And I'll be, of course, I'll be there. I don't know if any other council members going to want to be there.
Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah, so we can't have more than three because we don't have time to post.
I need 5 days to post.
So.
Okay.
There was an email sent out that I needed a response by the 10th because I was going to be out of town. So I got one response on today.
That was Friday.
I don't know, but if I have to choose one, it would be the second one. On Friday, AML one at 10 o'clock, because I thought I saw somewhere a posting that the Northern
Economics
study wasn't going to be posted by Wednesday, but it would be by Friday. So.
Yeah, they're just
those dogs.
Those dirty dogs. Yeah.
But you could
they're supposed to roll it out on Wednesday, so I don't know why. Yeah.
I for sure want to be here on Friday. I've already got it on my calendar. But I come Wednesday if there's not somebody else who wants to be here. It's going to be an all-day meeting, so I don't know.
Lots of time.
Yeah. I'll find out.
I'm being here on Wednesday, so that would be great.
I'm going
to
be here.
Oh, besides, well, but you weren't going to be here for the whole meeting,
though,
right?
Yeah, I want to be there for the Northern Economic Study.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever that comes up. I heard it's
so
going to be around
here. So far, we're good with Alma, then. We got three is free. So, we're good.
Okay. Any other comments for the good of the order? If not, we're adjourned.
Public comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Public comment on non-agenda items. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, actually, three things. First, I can't emphasize how valuable it is when writing ordinance, whether you're the one who's writing the draft and presenting it, and listening to all the comments you get from your fellow council members, it really improves what you write. Or whether you're reviewing it, you just learn so much from the input of your fellow council members. And this applies to the budget, too. It's really helpful when you discuss the budget that you need together and you listen to each other. That's the most important policy item that you'll ever do. Then on committee, I think it would, again, be really important to talk about the general makeup of committees and what their mandates are and what their rights are and what their responsibilities are. You might want to encourage them to attend one general meeting, you know, a month, a general meeting, because that's how they get to know what is going on at the council, how does the council operate. They're a part of city government when they become a member of a committee. So it's really good for them to understand what else is going on. What is my committee doing? in the context of the greater policy. And also, it would be really valuable to know why committees voted the way they did. So you had a split vote. Why did you vote yes? Why did you vote no? So we have a split vote. It didn't pass on passing on raising the fees. How does the council interpret that? You know, so if you knew people's reasons for voting, you could say, oh, I didn't consider that, or, you know, maybe that's not such a great reason. But you have the ability, you have the opportunity to evaluate that reason. And so I think that would be really helpful. And I think regardless of how a committee votes, it would be really good to have a majority opinion and a minority opinion so that you can get both viewpoints because both are valuable. And one more thing, if you're going to, whenever you reference, I'm sure you won't know this, but if you're going to reference a title on a document, be sure to say, like, Title 8 as amended. Because we can amend it, you can amend it, you the council, anytime. You can amend it after the person already has a contract. So Title 8 as amended is pretty important. That's all. Thank you.
I'd just like to second what Karen said, especially about understanding the split vote. I happen to know a couple of people on the committee, and it's an interesting split. And I don't want to speak for anybody. I think we should go to the committee and ask them what's going on so that you understand it when you're looking at the possibility of, raising the taxes or, anything. I mean, having been on a committee, most of the time you can come to some kind of majority decision and you just move on. But you do have a split. It is interesting to understand where people are coming from on a decision.
Any other public comment on non-agenda items? Now we are adjourned. It's 8:32.
I need signatures before you guys leave, okay? Signatures.
We have another feather pen.
Right. Hang on a second. Brittany, can I get you before we leave? Yeah, that's good. And hopefully,
additional infrastructure is good for everybody.
There's been a lot of Gerald. Over the dike in this
one. I'm here to the library.
I need to come up to speed on the road.
Sure.
Okay. What do you suggest? I want to know what my duties are as part of it. And I
get together and chat about it.